Country Club FM.
Bob Almanac brought to you by Split Rock Coffee, the official coffee of the Bob Almanac. It's the coffee you can drink all day, disabled veteran-owned. Split Rock Coffee sources only the finest beans from around the world. And using these beans, Split Rock creates a lower acidity coffee, perfect balance of flavors. Ask your grocer, Split Rock Coffee. Visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. Once again, it's the coffee so smooth and yummy, it isn't sour on your tummy. Almanac Thursday, December 3rd, 338th day of the year. 28 days left to go, 28 full days in this leap year. Will come to an end at the end of this year. Let's see, 1910, the neon lamp displayed for the first time. Neon is one of the inert gases on the periodic table of elements. Neil, I think earlier this week on the Bob Almanac, you said you were good at science. Can you name any of the other inert gases?
No, and I said I was bad at science.
Oh, you did. Darn. Yeah, if you're bad at science, there's probably a pretty good chance you don't know what an inert gas is.
No, it kind of bored me.
So, inert gas, neon, a couple of the other ones off the top of my head, argon, helium, radon gas is inert, meaning it doesn't readily have a chemical reaction. It doesn't easily react chemically with other things. It's inert, detected somewhat.
Now I know.
About
So
the Paris Motor Show, 1910, and now neon's everywhere. I mean, we wouldn't have had the song Neon Moon.
Right.
Or who sang that song Neon? Was that David Nail? Jared Neiman? Who had that song Neon? We don't play it anymore.
Oh, that's Chris Young.
That's Chris Young. Yeah. Couldn't find it on the computer here. So that was this date, 1910. 1931.
Flop, flop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Flop, flop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Alka-Seltzer hit the market. Finally, indigestion, upset stomachs. We were finally tackling them with Alka-Seltzer. People bought it just so they could see the effervescence, Neil.
Right.
Watch it turn into a gas.
It was pretty cool.
And people were going, now wait a minute here. I'm trying to get rid of gas, but you're putting gas in the water. Doesn't that seems counterproductive, but somehow they made it work, really. So 1931, Alka-Seltzer. More science talk here on the Bob Almanac. 1950.
He, little Cassius Clay, one day became Muhammad Ali. Now you know who. The rest of the story.
The great Paul Harvey began broadcasting nationally on this date, his first national radio broadcast. He'd been doing local radio for a long, long time, and then he started doing it nationally on the ABC network, and he did it for decades after that.
Oh, my gosh. What this program voice.
This program originated from Chicago. Mm-hmm. Is usually where he would do his show from. That was this date, 1950, 53.
He's in the jailhouse now.
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 I told him once.
Webb Pierce and his In the Jailhouse Now was recorded. It became the Billboard Song of the Year. There's a guy in the song, Ramblin' Bob.
Well, I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob, who used to steal, gamble, and rob.
He was a cheater when it came to gambling. I don't know, is that why he was in the jailhouse?
Gotta be part of the reason.
I don't know. So this song was spent 21 weeks at number one on the country charts in 1953. Actually, obviously would have been in 54 if they recorded it here today in 53. And that was the record, along with a couple of other songs, until a few years ago when Cruise by Florida Georgia Line.
Are you kidding? You're making that up.
No. Cruise spent 22 weeks at number one. Don't you remember that?
I guess, yeah.
I'm blocking it out, to be honest.
It out, yeah.
I get the dry heaves when I talk about that song. But
when we do prison / jail songs,
that'll be good.
That one will.
So Webb Pierce in the jailhouse now, recorded on this date in 64.
Who, may I ask, are you?
We're Rudolph and Hermie and Yukon Cornelius, sir. Who are you?
I'm the official sentry of the Island of Misfit Toys.
A jack-in-the-box or a sentry?
Yes, my name is...
Don't tell me. Jack.
No, Charlie! That's why I'm a misfit toy!
Oh, the island of misfit toys. Don't forget about it. It's a big part of the storyline. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the TV special. It better be on network TV again this year.
I hope so.
I hope Apple didn't buy all the rights to that one like it did to the Charlie Browns. But Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, this date, 1964. We met UConn Cornelius. Yes. We met Clarice.
She said, I'm cute.
And, of course, the whole gang in it. Who brought it all together? Who took the
Burl
package?
Burl Ives.
Yeah, Burl Ives. Yeah. The snowman with a goatee. The only snowman I know that has a goatee.
Right.
So that was 1964. We all grew up on that, of course. In 67.
The world's first heart transplant has been performed. Medical history has been made in South Africa. Newspapers everywhere carry banner headlines, and from medical men as far away as the Soviet Union, there is a claim for the dramatic breakthrough.
When I think about heart transplants, I think of South Africa. It was this date, Cape Town. A patient was given the heart of a young lady in her late 20s who had died in a car accident the day before. They preserved her heart, put it in this gentleman. He lived for 18 days.
It was a start.
Which, at this point in time, in our modern sensibilities and our modern technology, isn't very long.
No.
But this was the first one ever. 1967 was a major accomplishment. We've made all kinds of advancements since then in 67. How about in 68?
Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. But it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak will
if it's 68 and it involves Elvis, there's a good chance it had something to do with this big NBC special, which was just called Elvis. It wasn't called the comeback special at the time, Neil. Colloquially, that's how when what people referred it to, referred it as the Elvis special. Did you guys watch that at your house? He was he had all kinds of different outfits. There he is in the round. He's got fans all around him, just kind of jamming in his leather jacket. It was quite the comeback, because then that spurned a number of hit songs that then he had late 60s and early the 70s. That really jump-started his career again, Neil.
Right.
It really did. That was in 1968. How about 73?
Pioneer 10, mankind's messenger to Jupiter, has survived the intense radiation belts around the distant planet and is sending back information and brilliant color pictures exactly as it was programmed to do.
We finally get to see what that big red spot is on Jupiter. A lot of Italians thought it was just a marinara stain, but it is some kind of a huge, humongous storm that's bigger than several of the Earth's. So 1973, Pioneer 10, we got some beautiful pictures, beautiful color shots of Jupiter.
Wow, nice.
1979 in the news.
A standing room crowd came to Riverfront Coliseum last night to see the popular rock group The Who. But before many of the young fans could get in, there was tragedy. A crowd of 5,000 to 6,000 people tried to squeeze through three doors. 11 people were crushed. We have a partial list of the dead.
We don't have time for that, sadly. They should be remembered, of course, and I think they are remembered in a plaque there in the area where Cincinnati's Riverfront Coliseum is or used to be. Now, this is what happened. Those people were going in for general admission, and they heard the band start playing, which actually they were just warming up, and they thought the concert had already started. So they rushed the doors, and 11 people ended up dying as a result of that.
That is a tragedy.
1989, Mikhail Gorbachev and our very own George H.W. Bush declared the Cold War over. This date, 1989. I don't know. I don't know if it's over.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell. There's still a lot still going on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A lot of things going on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Coverse type things that take place that we don't know about.
Right.
So I doubt that the Cold War actually ever ended. And of course, as we found out, Penny from Big Bang Theory thinks that Cold Wars are ones that are only fought during the winter.
Winter, right.
So that was 1989. 1999.
Tori Merton's date with history was here, and she was ready. And then a tradition that comes with the completion of any transatlantic voyage.
No!
The head of the Ocean Rowing Society plunging naked into the water, a custom established by this very man when the first man made his way across the Atlantic 30 years ago.
So if I'm a woman and I'm rowing across the Atlantic Ocean, the first thing I want to see when I get to the other side and get to the Western Hemisphere and close to the Americas is a middle-aged, naked, balding man swimming towards my boat. But that's the tradition. I don't know why. He was pretty pudgy, but he could swim, so we tip our cap. Tori Merton, first woman to row across the Atlantic alone.
That's impressive.
1999, 2017.
Now this is how you pizza party in space. Astronauts on expedition.
They had a pizza party at the International Space Station this day, 2017. First ever pizza party in space. It had several other parties. They had disco parties, and they had had cookie parties and ice cream parties, but the first pizza party, and unfortunately somebody ordered something and it didn't come correctly, or somebody ordered pineapple on theirs. They sent it back. Took another space shuttle trip for what's his name, Musk, or the Russians to get another pizza. So it took them a while. There's no 30 minutes or it's free offer when you order from the International Space Station, Neil.
That's probably wise.
Right. Yeah,
this is Ryan. At first glance, he seems like a typical first grader. At 7 years old, he loves soccer, his dog, and his family. But Ryan is also the face of...
Yeah, he does all those things. And also in 2018, he made $22 million as a YouTuber. He has his own YouTube channel called Ryan's Toys Review. Ryan Toys Review on YouTube. And he made $22 million. There is money to be made on YouTube.
Evidently, there is.
Got to strike the right chord. We have birthdays now. And by the way, again, it's mentioned, and we mentioned it before the start of the Almanac today, but I'd like to mention it again. It's brought to you by Split Rock Coffee.
Everyone goes through changes, looking to find the truth. Don't look at me for answers. Don't ask me. I don't know.
He doesn't know. He does know how to bite the head off a bat, though. Very few people know how to do that. He's one of the few.
Right.
Ozzy Osbourne is 72. Somehow he made it to 72. He's
That's
lived
amazing.
Hard and everything, and he's quite the character. He's got, obviously, singing voice. What made him so popular is it's so unique.
Yes.
Very unique voice. And that show he did with his wife and his family. Was it with the Osbournes or Meet the Osbournes? Yeah. Or was it just the Osbournes? Reality TV at its best.
Yep.
People
loved it.
Sharon's dog keeps defecating around the house. Ozzy can't take it anymore. The one time that Sharon, setting up for his concert, had a bubble machine, and he started going into this expletive-filled rant about him not being Lawrence Welk, and he's the Prince of Darkness, and the bubbles, and the bubbles, and the bubbles. It's really good, really.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise.
And it was expletive lace, so there was no way that I could share that here without extensive overdubbing and editing and censorship, and just didn't have that kind of time.
No. I heard some of it. Yeah, it would have been hard to do.
Mickey Thomas is 71 today.
Nice.
He sang that Fooled Around and Fell in Love song for the Elvin Bishop Band. And then
Starship?
Yes. He pretty much replaced Marty Balin in Starship, or Jefferson Starship, which was Airplane, then Starship, and then just Starship, of course. Singing with Grace Slick here, because it's time to sing along. What an inspiration. It's just such an inspirational song, Neil.
It is. We saw him at the Medina.
It was it's from that movie Mannequin, which was somewhat forgettable. But the song, certainly memorable. 71 for Mickey Thomas. Rick Mears, one of the great auto racers, most decorated auto racers ever in the history.
Yes.
Happy birthday to him, 69. He won the Indy 500 multiple times and is out of this world.
Someday, someway, somewhere love is gonna find you.
Don Barnes sang most of the hits for 38 Special.
Sure.
Got Donnie Van Zant there as well, but Don Barnes did most of the lyrics and the heavy lifting.
Yeah, he's still with him.
Well, we appreciate that, because 38 Special was Southern Fried Rock.
Because Donnie Van Zant is not.
He lost his voice, didn't he?
Well, yeah, and he doesn't like to fly anymore, and he just said,
"That's a problem if you're going to be a national act."
Yeah.
He can do the bus thing.
Yep.
But that's more for the roadies.
The road is loose.
and the dobro player. So Don Barnes, happy birthday to him. And you know, when a 38 Special song starts, you know it's 38 Special.
I love it.
They're one of those bands.
How old is he? Did I miss it?
68.
Thank you. Southern kisses from your room.
Steve Forbert is 66 today, 1980. Kind of a one-hit wonder, although I know somebody who loves him and knows all of his other songs. This is the only Steve Forbert song I know.
Yeah.
He's 66. Paul Gregg is 66. He plays bass Restless. Guitar for Restless Heart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know your bass guitar players in country music, Neil. We appreciate your knowledge.
Of course.
66. Julianne Moore, great actress.
Hey, can you give us a hand here? You bring this kid down to observation room 2? Yeah, you. Come on, help us out, okay?
He was dressed as just an orderly, Neil, but this guy would save this little kid's life.
Saved his life.
In the movie The Fugitive. So you had a convicted killer here and an escapee, and all you did was take his name tag. That's what Tommy Lee Jones said, you know, coming in as a U.S. Marshal. That's one of the earlier times we saw Julianne Moore.
Mm-hmm.
She has done a lot of stuff. She's 60 today. Mike Ramsey, also happy 60th birthday today. The hockey player.
Oh, sure.
Miracle on Ice. Played for the Gophers.
He's
played
one of
in
us.
The National Hockey League. He was a longtime Wild assistant coach, I think, from their first year until about 2010.
Sure.
So Mike Ramsey is 60. Daryl Hannah, she was a mermaid.
Well, we've been trying to tell her that it's closing time, but she doesn't seem to understand.
Yeah, well, that's because she doesn't speak any English at all.
Hello, Alan. How was your day?
Excuse me, I never went to college, but wasn't that English?
Yeah, it was. That's Daryl Hannah. Happy birthday. She's 60 today. Lovely, Daryl Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden she appeared in Grumpy Old Men. That was nice. Nice to see her there. Here's a lady who dominated figure skating in the 1980s, Katarina Witt. Was she Yugoslavian? Czechoslovakian?
Yeah, something.
She's one of those Eastern Bloc countries. She's 55.
Lovely
here
and talented.
Today.
This is how we do it.
Theme song to the Almanac, really. You should do it this way or that way, or you should do this song or that. No, this is how we do it.
Right.
Montel Jordan says it. Just listen to the song. He's 52 here today. He'll be our RV singer rapper of the day, Brian Bonsall.
Who's that?
Alex.
Who is Alex?
Alex is king.
Well, there's a time Family Ties had to jump the shark and bring in a young kid, and Elise and Steven had a kid that was kind of a surprise, and Brian Bonsall played that kid, Andy, and good grief. Family Ties, Andy here today is 39 years old. How can that be? It's unbelievable.
Honey, honey, how he thrills me. Uh-huh, honey, honey.
You ever seen either of the Mamma Mia movies? You know,
I saw the one with Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Meryl Streep, I think.
Amanda Seyfried is the young girl in there, the one who's getting married. And sang all her own songs. In fact, I think they all sang the songs, all the actors and actresses, and they did a nice job.
Very
of course,
good.
If you like ABBA, it's pretty sweet. And then didn't have a run at the Chanhassen.
Oh, so much fun.
So, Mamma Mia, it's Amanda Seyfried, 35.
Gone, but not forgotten. It's a rather short list today, but he is the father of our National Weather Service and the U.S. Weather Bureau. His name was Cleveland. Is it Abe or Abby? Abby? I don't know. I should maybe looked, but
ask Megan tomorrow.
Yeah, she would know. Cleveland Abe, A-B-B-E. Born on this day, 1838, astronomer, and like our first weatherman. Charles, please call him Chuck Pillsbury. He gave us the Pillsbury Doughboy, I would think. He founded the Pillsbury Company here. And the year he was born was 1842.
You know, I hate people who fat shame the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Doughboy is in your name, he's got to be plump.
A little chubby.
He's got to be chubby, so don't fat shame the Pillsbury Doughboy. Because a skinny Pillsbury Doughboy is not going to sell crescent rolls.
Like no. We like the Pillsbury Doughboy
Pillsbury
just the way
Grands.
He is. Yeah. Country performer, one of the greats, Ferlin Husky.
On the wings of the snow white dove,
He sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above.
Come on, Neil, snap your fingers.
On the wings of the
bird. Has arthritis taken away your chance and your ability to snap fingers?
I don't snap very well. I have very dry skin.
When evils come.
But that's why your finger. Husky. That's why your finger doesn't work in the security system here. The thumb activation read your thumbprint.
Right. I'm on the outside looking in.
You need a skin transplant.
Ferlin Husky. I've had all my fingerprints removed because I'm on the.
Or you're a vampire.
Ferlin Husky, born on this day, 1925, and one of the other fine sweater-wearing great singers of all time, one of my mom's favorites, Andy Williams.
It's my heart, are you here, singing love and singing.
And he's a big part of this time of year, is he not?
Sure.
Because you're
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hickory Dickory Dock. Don't forget to hang up your sock.
That's a great Andy Williams, born on this day, 1927. And they're gone, but not forgotten.
Forgotten. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Split Rock Coffee. Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon? No repeat here and the whole deal. Mm-hmm. And you won't be stopping this music at any time in the next 45, 50 minutes or so,
no,
right?
Yeah, no, it's just going to roll.
Wynonna Rock Bottom.
Sure.
Tracy Byrd doing a song called Don't Take Her, She's All I Got. You may remember a Johnny Paycheck version of that song. Also, Tanya Tucker, Walking Shoes.
Tanya.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY.